of hastening its coming somehow. That commitment was easy, as Star Trek blended effortlessly with the kind of secular Judaism passed on to me by my parents. Learn as much as humanly possible, solve problems for others, fight injustice wherever and whenever you can, try to be a mensch. Heal the world. Tikkun Olam, as we say in Hebrew. The task proved much more daunting and complicated than I ever could have envisioned. For one, like many before me, I failed miserably at inventing faster-than-light engines. Yet I remain convinced that a better world is indeed within our grasp, and that Star Trek gives us a roadmap for our shared future. Indeed, some of it is already happening right now among us in real life. Render unto Star Trek. Everybody knows Star Trek. Everybody has heard of Leonard Nimoy's Vulcan salute and of the transporter. Beam me up, Scotty. You don't have to be a convention-going, costume-wearing fan to be familiar with Star Trek. In the 50 years since its first airing on NBC, the show, all 716 episodes of scripted TV, has become an icon, a cornerstone of popular culture, an American monument. We owe a lot to Star Trek. It has had a tremendous impact in the real world. It has made it a better place. You cannot say that of many other TV or film franchises. As far as changing the world goes, Star Trek stands alone. The list of practical technologies that came out of Star Trek is almost endless. Ion propulsion, telepresence, portable diagnostic sensors, non-invasive medical imaging and surgery, transparent aluminum, natural language interaction between humans and computers, translations in real time, cybernetic prosthetic implants. There is not a month that passes without a research group or a startup claiming to have come up with this or that Star Trek device. Star Trek is famously responsible for the cell phone. Dr. Martin Cooper of Motorola was a fan of the original show and really wanted a portable communicator that would work just like Captain Kirk's. Star Trek gave its name to the first space shuttle, the Enterprise. Star Trek The Next Generation showed one of the first instances of a software-defined, touch-sensitive, contextual user interface, also known in plain English as the iPhone, and all that in the late 1980s. It never ceases to amaze me that mere TV entertainment, and of a subgenre wildly regarded as juvenile, if not downright unserious, could spur such world-altering feats of engineering. At its best, Star Trek is a source of constantly renewed inspiration for engineers, scientists, and entrepreneurs, a true demonstrable engine of progress, and, ultimately, a force for good in the world. And that is before even considering the most profound of all Star Trek speculations, the one thing that has gotten the least attention by virtue of being the most obvious, and because it is much harder to recreate in a lab or to release as a product. The economics of Star Trek, or what I call Trekonomics. What is Trekonomics? The world of Star Trek is an economic utopia. Economics is the art and science of managing, producing, and exchanging resources as a society. Economics exists because goods and resources are never in infinite supply. As a result, both individuals and society as a whole must make choices regarding the allocation of limited goods and resources. These choices can be made through multiple mechanisms, such as prices, markets, or central planning. But regardless of form or system, the fateful fact remains that choices have to be made. This is precisely what the great British economist John Maynard Keynes called the economic problem, or, in the words of another famous Englishman, you can't always get what you want. Trekonomics solves Keynes's economic problem, if only fictionally. In Trek's universe, most, if not all, of the real-world conditions that drive economic behaviors essentially disappear. In Star Trek, currency has become obsolete as a medium of exchange. Labor cannot be distinguished from leisure.